In any academic world, what we're looking at, first of all, is frameworks for analysis. Frameworks for analysis. Why? We want frameworks so that students, so all of us, can have a fairly easy route or map, whereby we can understand things. So everything I've said so far may be very confusing because there's no right or wrong answers. But we still need a route map for navigation, yeah? So we can make sense of the world. So let's just agree upon this as a working approach and framework. First of all, culture resides, is seen in other words, in the decisions, the rituals, the symbols that organisations like universities show to the world. So the University of Reading, in some ways the most potent symbol of the University of Reading, is the mace of the university. The mace. Why? Because that represents the authority of the university given to, by Parliament to the leaders of the university. And it's over the mace, when you finally, in a year's time, in December 2011, when you graduate, you go up the stairs and you shake the Vice-Chancellor by the hand over the mace, the symbol of authority of the university. So symbols, yes, are, you know, culture resides in the symbols and the rituals such as graduation, but also in the decisions of each university. So this university believes and practices fair trade. That's why we pay so much for our sandwiches and coffee and so on, yeah? Fair trade. We only engage with fair trade suppliers. It's part of the culture of the university. It's a decision of the university. Second, culture resides in behaviours, in the accepted ways of behaving that we tend to agree upon tacitly, if not actively. And those can be observed by researchers. So both practices and behaviours, we as researchers can observe them and therefore measure them. So these are key ways of understanding culture. The third, values, how do we measure that? Because values are things inside us. They're our assumptive worlds, our own understandings of how we think we want to behave, even though we don't always behave in that way. So it's not as easy to measure. In fact, it may be impossible to measure objectively the values element that Hofstede talks about.